All news time now, 7:49. Let's get you caught up to date on your ride into work. Triple Team Traffic, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, as good as we started on I-15 heading to downtown, it has taken a turn for the worse and quick. Right now from about 123rd South to 53rd South, you're going to be in a mixture of slow-and-go and stop-and-go traffic. It's got to be more than just the single car I'm seeing over to the right shoulder at the beginning of the 5300 South exit. We've also got north and southbound delays in South Salt Lake right now between the I-80 21st South and I-15 interchange. Actually, we may have a crash on I-80, and I think that's what's causing it. Those of you who are just switching, that's what it looks like to me, Eric Butler.
And down in the South Belt area, you've got your usual slowdowns as you go east towards Holiday and Cottonwood Heights, and then make that turn to go north at 6200 South. That's because of construction. Also got northbound slowing Bangor Highway between 35th South and the 201 Highway. Good news down Utah County, you don't have any such problems. Jared Auger?
Very quiet up in the Ogden area on I-15. Your side street's a little bit busy trying to get onto I-15, but I-15 wide open from Ogden all the way down into Woods Cross by Woods Cross High School. But the brakes are heavy and on from that north interchange all the way down to 6 North. If you want to avoid it, hop over to Legacy, take 215 out there by the International Airport and jump down to I-80. Fall, the season of football, homework, apple pie, and a check engine light? Don't let that happen. Swing into an AMCO today for a free diagnostic. Go to AMCO, AAMCO. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.